Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking education with Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker, on this weekend show. Superintendent Parker, next thing I want to ask you about is I know the superintendent gets involved when there are approvals for charter schools. So for those who aren't familiar, you know, in a nutshell, what's kind of the difference between a charter school and another type of public school?
Charter schools are public schools. They were created quite a few years ago in response to wanting to have a mechanism where if the idea was if school districts were released from some of the stringent requirements that are put on public schools, what would be the outcomes? Would student achievement increase? Would there be better outcomes for students? And so they were actually created as these kind of experimental sites. And the idea was that once best practices were identified, those best practices would be hopefully applied to everybody in general. And so that part hasn't quite been achieved yet, but charter schools still meet that need in that they provide a different sort of public education, that they're released from some of the restrictions that public schools, more traditional public schools, are held to. And in exchange, they need to show that they are achieving at or better than the more traditional public school system. So in our county, we actually have a dependent charter school that is operated by Somerville High School District, and it's a different one because that's actually embedded, and their local governing board of the district is also the governing board of that charter school, and that's been in place for many years. There's a Gold Rush Charter School that was started primarily in response to serving a high-risk, at-risk population of students, and has grown into a K-12 program with over 500 students, serving some students that need an independent study option and some that need a seat-based option, as we say. And then we have two satellite sites from charter schools that are from out of the area. So Mountain Oaks is actually chartered in Calaveras County, and they have an office located here where they serve a small number of students. And Hickman is another charter school that is chartered out of Stanislaus County and has a small office up here serving a small number of students. And then we have Foothill Leadership Academy, it was applied for through the Soulsbyville School District, where it was denied, and it came to the county office on appeal, where the county board, which is one of their authorized duties, is they decided to approve that charter school. And as a result, my office has oversight of Foothill Leadership Academy, and that is a K-8 charter school. And so those are the charter schools that are located primarily in Tuolumne County. There's an online component of one school called Connecting Waters. We don't have any oversight of those. The only ones we have oversight of are those that come on appeal to the county office.
Foothill Leadership's been in the news because they're going to be coming up for a renewal. What is kind of the process with that at this point?
So when Foothill Leadership Academy submits their renewal petition, we have some timelines that we need to meet. And one of them is that the first one is in within 30 days of submitting the renewal application, we will hold a public hearing where the board is able to determine the interest of the public in regards to that petition. And so we will hold that hearing. We are looking at a little bit of a larger venue because we have a very small conference room, and we want to make sure that the board is able to see and hear from everybody who has an interest in that. And then 60 days after the application of renewal is dropped off, the county board needs to make a decision about whether they want to renew the petition for another 5 years or if they want to deny that petition for renewal. At that point, if they deny the petition renewal, the Foothill Leadership Academy staff can go ahead and file an appeal to the State Board of Education, and that has another set of timelines as well.
Changing the topic, I understand there's some grant funding that's coming to the county as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's one of our collaborative efforts that we do, because we are small, rural, and remote. Those three I always say over and over. Everyone has to remember that, you know, we don't have grant writers sitting in our district offices, neither in our county office of education. We are the grant writers, and we actively look for, and we have been very successful in receiving grants that are serving all teachers and all needs for all schools in Tuolumne County. So our first one we received was over $820,000. It's over 3 years and it's called a Learning Communities for School Success Grant. And the primary focus of that is to provide support for all school districts to reduce absenteeism, to provide early mental health support and intervention, and to provide training to staff to help them develop evidence-based programs to support our most vulnerable youth. We have seen an increase in the need for mental health services. We can't rely upon our public agencies and our mental health services that we have in place to provide that support alone. And so we needed this infusion of grant support dollars and people to help us really increase those services. And the second one we just received in November, we were very fortunate. It's a very competitive grant. It's the Student Support and Academic Achievement Grant. We're very fortunate to have a retired director, Judy Wilson, who lives in our area, who really helped us write this grant in terms of the content part of it and really helping us gear up, because it was about a 30-day application period. So we had to write a huge grant in 30 days, and we decided to do that. We received that, and that's $583,000 that we have to actually spend in 9 months. The focus on that is science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. So it's a STEAM grant, because we really feel that arts education is important to our schools in Tuolumne County. The funding isn't there to support an art teacher at every school. So we want to look for opportunities to infuse art education along with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in all of our schools. So we're working with 60 teachers all throughout Tuolumne County. Every school is represented that is receiving these federal Title I dollars, and we'll be taking them for 2 weeks in an intensive training in the summer. They're giving up 2 weeks of their time for this training. And then in the spring, we'll be providing some professional development to gear them up for that professional development. And in the fall, they'll be ready to implement some new things that are going on in their classes. What's innovative about this grant is we're partnering with the local artists to bring those artists into schools. So they'll be seeing artists walking around, working with kids, doing all sorts of visual and performing arts, engaging activities at their sites.
We've hit on a lot of topics on this weekend show. We've got about a minute and a half left. Anything else that's really keeping you busy these days?
Oh, just lots of implementation, a lot of transition. I'm going out and I'm going to talk to all of our districts because I want to hear from them about what their needs are, and also working with my own staff to make sure that we're set for our vision for the next 4 years and beyond to support the students and families of Tuolumne County.
So you enjoying the new position of superintendent of schools?
I am. I was very fortunate to have two great predecessors that showed me how it's done. And I'm very fortunate to work with a great staff that's at Tuolumne County. My cabinet is impeccable. The leadership team, all of our teachers, our instructional aides, our paraprofessionals, they're all amazing people. And it's a real honor to be able to work with them.
Well, Kathy Parker, thank you so much for coming on this weekend show, and wish you best of luck in your new position here.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.